Find joy in aging gracefully. In business, you've got to keep growing or else you'll fall behind. Staying the same size while everything around you changes is a recipe for disaster. If you don't expand, your competitors will swoop in and take over. Whether it's because you're scared of taking risks, resistant to change, lacking knowledge, or stuck in the past, the result is the same. You'll struggle to keep up in the fast-moving market. So, don't get left behind, keep growing, or get left in the dust. When you decide to grow your business, it's important to do it smartly. Just increasing sales isn't enough to guarantee success. Take the time to plan out your growth strategy carefully. Rushing into things can lead to trouble. While some people might get lucky and fix problems that arise, many others end up failing fast. Think about what you'll need to support your growth, like more sales, better infrastructure, and new skills. Make sure you can handle all of this while still making money. If you don't plan carefully, growth could end up hurting your business instead of helping it. Establish a solid groundwork. Make sure you know your business inside out. Are things going as well as you think? Take a good look at the numbers. Yeah, balance sheets might seem dull, but they're like the heartbeat of your business. If you're clueless about the numbers driving your business, you're more of a risk taker than a smart entrepreneur. If you're not ready to roll up your sleeves and dive into the nitty-gritty, you're setting yourself up to fail, not to succeed. Having a growth mindset means five things. 1. Face the harsh realities. 2. Get advice from experts. 3. Get comfortable with real numbers. 4. Ask for criticism. 5. Stay grounded. Let's get real about the numbers in your growth plan. First, let's talk about revenue and costs. Revenue is the money your plan will bring in, and costs are what you spend to make that money. To figure out revenue, think about all the ways your plan will make money. For each one, describe how you'll sell your product or service. Who are your potential customers? How many of them will buy from you? And at what price? Also, consider how many days a year you'll be selling. Now, on to costs. As your business grows, some expenses stay the same, like rent. But others, like materials for making your product, will go up. You'll also have new costs, like hiring more staff or renting a bigger space. Don't forget about borrowing money if you need it. How much will that cost you? Financial analysis and risk management. Once you have all these numbers, test different scenarios. What if you make less money than you expect or spend more? Will your plan still work? And if it takes longer to reach your goals, do you still come out ahead? Get good at understanding your financial reports, revenue, cash flow, income, and balance sheets. If you're not an accountant, team up with one to make sure you're handling these reports correctly. Don't just stick to the last period's numbers, project forward to manage this period better. Keep updating your reports as you get better info or change how you do things. Don't sugarcoat the numbers to make things look rosier. Deal with what's real. Think about the risks your business faces. List them all, even the unlikely ones. Remember, rare stuff happens too. Figure out how much your actions could affect each risk. Decide how likely each risk is and how bad it could be. Then come up with ways to handle each risk, whether by reducing the chance of it happening or managing its impact if it does. Why pursue sales? Your sales team isn't just about making money, they're also your experts on what customers want. Use their knowledge to boost your business. Here are 5 keys to sales success that can help you unlock more revenue. 1. Learn all you can about your customers. 2. Ask them what they need and share new product ideas. 3. Use your current customers to find new ones. 4. Give your sales team incentives to stay motivated. 5. Invest in training so your staff can help your business grow. Involve customers in creating new products or services. Will they agree to buy it when it's ready? Will they place orders? What specific problem should it solve? If you can't get customers excited about a potential product or secure any commitments up front, don't pursue it. But if an idea gets people excited, committed, and willing to invest money, then you've likely got a winner. Large is good, and larger is even better. When you make money from selling goods and services, it's not just about the transactions. Look closely at your revenue numbers. Figure out which groups of customers bring in the most money for each type of purchase. Group these customers into lists based on common traits. Think about their demographics, like age, location, and interests. Once you know who your top customers are, ask yourself how you can get more people just like them. To understand how your products match up with different types of customers, make a chart. List your products and the types of customers you want to target. Then, compare them to see where there's a good fit. Also, think about how you can offer more products and services to customers within each revenue group. Selling more of the same stuff to current customers is called vertical growth. And don't forget, your current customers might also be interested in new or improved products you could easily offer them. Explore horizontal growth opportunities. Expanding to new areas to target similar customers is one way to grow horizontally. Another approach is to find new types of customers for your products, possibly discovering a market that hasn't been tapped yet. You don't have to pick between horizontal or vertical growth. You can do both at once. A clever way to generate new revenue is by taking something your customers already use but aren't paying for and adding a twist that allows you to charge for it. Documents providing data. To decide if a new product is worth it, use a worksheet to rate it from 1 to 5 in different areas. How much customers will like it, how it affects your finances and organization, how much attention it needs from leaders, how relevant it is to your main business, how risky it is overall, how hard it is to make happen, how well it fits with your current methods, how you can measure its success, and any other important factors in your industry. Do this for each new product idea, then rank them by total points. This helps figure out which option is best for you. Craft metrics to evaluate each team, your leadership, the whole organization, your ongoing business, task deadlines, task assignees, communication, and overall success. Keep tabs on progress in each area. If your main business starts to falter, catch it fast and fix it. If people slack off on tasks, find out why and either motivate them or replace them. Craft your unique selling proposition to showcase your value effectively. Your customers determine the worth of your product. If they think it's worth more than what they pay, they'll buy it. Value is a mix of how people see your product and its actual benefits. When you nail down your value, you'll see more sales, bigger profits, and a stronger brand. But this doesn't just happen on its own. You've got to understand who your customers are and why they like what you offer. Take a quick survey or watch them in action to learn more. Customers usually want one of four things: top-notch quality, excellent service, a low price, or just the satisfaction of owning your product. Knowing which group your customers fall into helps you market to them better. To stand out, you need a unique selling proposition, USP, that sets your product apart from the rest. Your USP can highlight your product's strengths, cover up its weaknesses, or address any concerns customers might have. And if you find a new group of potential customers, your USP can help you target them specifically. Maximize your brand in strategic alliances. Crafting a standout brand name starts with jotting down every detail about your product. Then, condense those points into short, impactful phrases. Think about what unique needs your product fulfills for customers. From there, brainstorm a list of potential names that encapsulate those details and customer desires. Test these names with your audience, choose the best fit, and promote it accordingly. When it comes to forming strategic alliances, tread carefully. Ensure all business details are ironed out upfront to avoid pitfalls. Don't leave yourself vulnerable or risk losing your business or customers to a competitor. Once in an alliance, capitalize on it. Ensure your team understands how the partnership benefits your company. Serious mistakes cause death. Entrepreneurs often stumble when they aim to expand their companies because they forget to lead their employees. Maybe you're used to handling everything solo, but that won't cut it as your business grows. Without enough people and good leadership skills, your goals might fall apart. Keep an eye on these five key qualities to see how well you're leading. 1. Are you leading by example? 2. Are your words and actions consistent? 3. Do your employees feel comfortable coming to you with their problems, issues, and successes? 4. Do you support your employees' lives outside of work? 5. Can you maintain a positive and energetic attitude when faced with challenges? Running a business isn't just about having a plan, it's about constantly fine-tuning that plan as things change. Your business processes are like the gears in a machine. They need regular attention to keep everything running smoothly. Start by creating a map for each process. This means listing out all process improvement and organizational growth, the steps you currently take to get things done. Then, think about ways to streamline these steps. Can you combine some? Get rid of others? Make any improvements that will make the process faster and easier. Remember, what works for a small business might not work as well as you grow. So, always be thinking about how your processes need to evolve along with your company. Once you've figured out what changes need to be made, update your process maps accordingly. Leading a growing organization involves managing its culture effectively. Changes are inevitable, and some employees may resist them. This resistance can create pressure and magnify every action taken. Spending time with employees, showing personal interest, and avoiding unnecessary criticism of old practices can help ease tensions. Recognizing and giving credit to those who contributed to achieving objectives builds acceptance of change. Involving everyone and addressing resistance early are key strategies. When appointing new leaders, prioritize those who have contributed to the company's successes. Enhanced communication and transparency facilitate progress. Key points. 1. Continuous business growth is vital to avoid being left behind in the market. 2. Smart growth strategies require careful planning and consideration of financial aspects. 3. Understanding your business metrics and managing risks is crucial for success. 4. Sales success relies on understanding customer needs and effective training. 5. Horizontal and vertical growth strategies can expand customer base and revenue.